Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
What a lovely song coming out there with Forever Jones, and He Wants It All. And it is 10 minutes past 5, around about this time. We have been having the Masiviwe, depression conversations, you know. And there's just so much to learn. And like I was saying last week, it's very, very relatable, actually. The topic today is suicide. Now, if you didn't know, Masiviwe is actually a movement for mental health, and SADAG have collaborated to produce reality radio where listeners are given a taste of what phoning into a helpline might be like. So listen to this recreation of a call where someone has taken the brave step to call in as they are struggling with suicidal thoughts. So let's take a listen to today's episode.
Hi, I'm Mahwali, a lay counselor from the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. How can I help you today?
I've been struggling with these thoughts, these scary thoughts. I don't know if I can say I'm not okay.
I am here with you. I will not judge you. I'm just here to listen.
Well, I think.
Okay. Can we breathe together for a moment? Let's take a deep breath in together through the nose, then hold it, and then out through your mouth. In through the nose, hold it, and out through the mouth. In through the nose, hold it, and out through the mouth. That was amazing. Thank you. Do you think you can tell me what you have been feeling?
I think I should just end it. My life.
Those are some really heavy thoughts that you are having. You must be feeling really scared and overwhelmed right now.
I am. I really am. I just...
Let's take another breath together. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Take a really deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Amazing. Is that better now?
Mm-hmm.
Are you alone at the moment?
I'm in my room and my sister's watching the TV downstairs.
Okay. It's good to hear that you're not alone. Now, do you feel ready to tell me what has led you to having these suicidal thoughts?
Well, I just got my matric results. And it's not what I thought it would be. I've put so much effort. I really wanted to go to varsity. Now I can't even do that. I have disappointed everyone in my life. I don't even want to be alive. It's not easy. No one even calls to check up on me. I can't see where I'm going to go from here. I don't see any point anymore.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing all of that with me. It is understandable when, after you've put in a lot of effort and something doesn't work out, to feel a deep feeling of grief or loss. We don't just feel grief when we lose someone, but we also feel it when we lose a dream we had. What did you hope to study when you went to university?
Well, I'd hoped to be a lawyer. In high school, I was in the debate club, and everybody knew that I wanted to become a lawyer. My friends are headed off to university, and I don't feel I can relate to them. I have no one to share my feelings with. I've never been this sad and alone.
I can hear you feeling a deep sense of loneliness, and I want to be here to support you. Now let me ask you, is this the first time you've struggled with this kind of thoughts?
Well, no. I have felt like this before.
And in the past, have you ever attempted to act on them?
Yes. I attempted to take my life 2 years ago.
Hmm. Have you made any specific plans this time?
Not a proper plan, like the last time.
I can hear that you have been giving this a lot of thought, which is very concerning. Are you thinking of this because you don't know what to do now that your plans for the future haven't gone the way that you had hoped? Because it sounds like you had quite a few goals that you were hoping to achieve.
Yeah, I did. But what's the point of leaving? I can't even achieve them anymore.
It can be very hard to figure things out when you're feeling so low, especially on your own. So I'm really glad you've called me today because I can help you find ways to deal with these very heavy thoughts and feelings. Would you be willing to explore some of this with me?
I suppose.
I'm so glad to hear that. It's most important to get support from a professional when dealing with this kind of experiences. But there are also ways to support and protect yourself. So let's start by creating a suicide safety plan.
A suicide safety plan? What is that?
Well, when you are having thoughts of suicide, it can feel very overwhelming and it takes a great deal of strength to stay safe. You have shown that strength today by calling me. A suicide safety plan is something to use during those crisis times. It outlines the steps you can take when you feel the urge to act on your suicidal thoughts. Would you be willing to do that with me?
Yeah.
Great. Get yourself a pen and paper. Do you need me to wait whilst you get that?
Give me a moment. I'm ready.
Start off by writing the heading safety plan.
Okay.
Then below that, a new heading, emergency contact.
All right.
Now, together we're going to write a list of the people you know will be there for you when you need them most.
Wait, who must I put?
Well, who makes you feel safe?
I always feel safe when I'm with my best friend.
That's a great start. Write her name down and her numbers. Is there anyone else?
Well, I guess I could put my aunt and my dad down as well.
That is amazing. We have your emergency contacts now. That's our first step done. I want you to write another heading, my distractions. Okay. These are the things that you can do to distract yourself when you are feeling overwhelmed by difficult thoughts. The things that when you're doing them, makes you feel good.
I guess dancing to music.
That's a great one. So write it down. Number one, dance to music.
Okay.
What else do you enjoy doing?
Well, I like drawing and writing in my diary.
Both are really good distractions, especially keeping a diary. It is a good way to help get your feelings and your thoughts out. So, have you written those down?
Yes, I have.
Now, I want you to write down the places I feel most safe.
Okay.
This is a list of places you feel safe and where you know you can get help. Where might those places be for you?
My best friend's house is one of them, or could be one of them.
That's wonderful. Anywhere else?
Well, my church. It's safe there too.
Great. Let's write both of them down. Remember, when you are having these thoughts, it's important that you're not alone.
All right. I understand that.
You have done so well. We're almost finished. The last section will help you see that, yes, today might feel bad, but you do have a lot in your life that is good. I want you to write down the heading, My Reasons for Living.
Okay.
We will be focusing on some of the things that make you want to wake up in the morning. What are some of those things?
Maybe my little niece.
That is so sweet. How old is she?
Well, she's only just turning 1 year old. I want to be around to see her take her first steps.
How wonderful. It is so special to see our family members growing up and being there to teach them about the world.
Well, I'd also like to teach her how to dance.
Write that down as well. Teach my niece how to dance.
Okay, now got that. I wrote it.
That is wonderful. Perhaps you can also add your plans to become a lawyer to the list too. Though it really feels this goal is unattainable right now, it is not true. We may need to readjust the plan you initially had by looking into retaking the subjects you didn't perform well in the last year. Would you be open to taking the step to rewrite some of your exams?
Yeah, I think I will. Okay. Yeah, I got that.
Now you have your plan. You must still get some help with what you're going through. You don't need to go through this alone. I will look up if there is a hospital or a clinic in your area, and I want you to go tomorrow. Can you do that for me?
Well, I'm not sure. The queues are normally very long.
I understand. The right treatment and support can help you overcome these thoughts and reconnect with your reasons to live. But I know it can be a lot. So perhaps you can go to the hospital with a friend or your parents so that you can be with a loved one whilst you wait. You can even bring a book and some food so that you have something to keep you occupied while you wait to see a professional. Who would you feel comfortable to accompany you?
Yeah, my best friend will do.
Amazing. If you can give me her number now, and with your permission, I will call her and ask her to come over. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that'll be good. Thanks.
And the fact that you called me today shows me that you want to fight for yourself. And I want to thank you for being brave and calling us today. What you just had was a conversation between a counselor and a caller who is struggling with suicidal thoughts. I am a lay counselor on the Suicide Crisis Helpline for the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. I help give you hope and link you to places where you can go for help. Remember, suicidal thoughts can happen to anyone. If someone is sharing these thoughts with you, it means they are not coping and they need help. Sometimes we can feel scared to talk to someone if they have these thoughts. But remember that talking about suicide does not increase the risk of someone acting on these thoughts. In fact, talking openly and non-judgmentally about suicide can help them feel less alone and not as overwhelmed by everything. Or even help them gain perspective. You had us go through the creation of a suicide safety plan, where we worked together to outline the steps they can take when they feel the urge to act on their suicidal thoughts. The right treatment and support can help you overcome these thoughts and reconnect with reasons to live. This isn't something to try to deal with alone. But the first step is reaching out for help, and there is help. Talk to someone, a healthcare practitioner, an employee assistance practitioner, if you have one where you work, or talk to a counselor on one of the helplines.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
Evan Oseni with At Your Feet, Indeed to God Be the Glory. Never have I ever heard until today of a suicide safety plan. Not too sure, I don't want to say we all have had, but most of us have had somebody close to us lose their lives to suicide at some point in time. And when you hear of such things in place, where you feel like maybe, just maybe, suicide could have been avoided in that place, where, you know, we allowed people to speak up, where we became a safe space, you know, for that person to speak to us. Oftentimes, you'll see on social media, especially when suicide seems to be on a high, where people would say, look, I'm available. But are we truly available? Is it us who will look at a phone ring and say, no, I'm not into phone calls. But how many times have we possibly missed those important moments? Unknowingly, of course, we can't be blamed, but unknowingly, you know, you don't pick up that call because you're not into calls, but you don't know what that person needs to say. You don't know if they're at a point of need. Maybe we also really just need, I know we don't want to be sitting on a call for 2 hours and whatnot, but just maybe you could be that voice of comfort that person on the other side of the line needs. Maybe we just maybe you could have been a different voice, that could have just said to them, listen, there is something, different or better that we can do just to take your mind off things. Yes, you may not necessarily be their therapist, but maybe all they need to hear is your voice. Is to hear your voice. Just tell them that things are going to be better. You know? And so I really just want to encourage us to be more open-minded. I want to encourage us to be willing to listen. Let's try and be more willing to listen. People go through a lot. You go through a lot. And you could also just be needing to make that one phone call that could help save your life. And I think I always say this, and I'll say it again. Maybe we just need to go back to the basics where we didn't complicate life as much as we do now. Because back in the day, we didn't have much socials. We didn't normalize texting so much. And so phone calls were a normal thing. Honestly speaking, it is easy to call you and you pick up, easy to call me and I pick up because that was the order of the day. But now we have preferences. You prefer a WhatsApp. You prefer just a text. And I know life gets busy. But maybe, just maybe, that one phone call. And that's what I'm learning through Massive Viewer today. That one phone call could be all it takes. Not even just receiving it. But just making that one call when you thought of somebody. Just take your phone and call them. Hey, are you okay? How are you doing? Let's think about it.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community. You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.